We spoke about in chapter 39, and right now we're in chapter 40, that the mitzvahs that we do are necessary to be done, actually, and it's not enough just to love Hashem, and it's not enough just to want to be holy and want to be spiritual, but we actually have to follow the program. And of course, the same is true of any other thing in our life. You want to be rich, you want to be healthy. It's not enough to love the concept of being rich, love the concept of being healthy. You have to actually exercise, you have to actually invest, you have to actually live a certain way. So if we want to follow Hashem's instructions, which is given to us in the Torah, it's not enough just to love God. It's not enough just to feel spiritual. You have to actually do the mitzvahs in an actual way. At the same time, we said that if we just do the mitzvahs and we don't have the emotion that's attached to those mitzvahs, and we're not doing the mitzvah because we love Hashem, we're not doing the mitzvah because we're fearful of Hashem's this being disappointed in us, and we don't have the right emotion, then we also don't accomplish what the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish. And we gave the analogy for between two friends. You show up at their party, but you have a sad face, and you show up at the party, and you're just cold. So the person says, "Are you happy for me? You're not happy for me. Like, why are you here at my party? I want to know, do you care about me? Do you love me? Do you not love me? Yeah, you gave me the present, but you have no emotion. So I want to see the emotion," the person says. So on the one hand, you showed up, you did what it's said, but so explain that both of these elements are very important in our relationship with our Creator, with Hashem. You have to actually do what Hashem wants on the one hand, and then you also have to have the right emotional attitude while you're doing those mitzvahs. Now, the Alter Rebbe in Tanya explains to us on the mystical side, that's psychological, what I just said. You don't need to study Kabbalah to understand this idea that Hashem is your God, and therefore you have to treat him the way you would treat a friend, if not, of course, much better. So for that, you don't have to study Kabbalah, you don't have to study Chassidus, you don't have to study the levels of the worlds and what we call the chain of energy coming down to this world, what's called in Hebrew the Hishtalshelus, the chain coming down. So the Alter Rebbe did explain to us at length in chapter 39 on a mystical level what happens, in fact, when you don't fulfill the mitzvahs with emotion, with love of Hashem and fear of Hashem. Alter Rebbe explained to us that the chain of energy, the pipeline of energy that Hashem puts into the world comes through four general stages. And we call those stages four worlds. The four worlds are called Atzilus, Bri, Yetzir, Asiya. Each of those four worlds have levels in the four worlds. There are four stages. So each of those stages has levels. Like imagine four ladders, or imagine you're in a building and you're going from the first floor up to the top floor, and there's four floors. And on each floor, there's a set of stairs. So each stair has 10 steps. And in order to go from the first floor to the second floor, you have to walk up 10 steps. In order to go from the second floor down to the first floor, you have to walk down 10 steps. So the energy that comes down from Hashem, the Kabbalists explained to us, to give us a way of understanding how it works, they explained to us that it comes down by virtue of four levels, four floors, and each floor has a stairway of 10 steps. And the 10 steps, they call the Sefirot, the 10 Sefirot, 10 levels. So therefore, if it comes from the first level to the second level, it has to go, for the fourth level, the highest level to the next level, it goes down 10 levels. 10 steps till it gets to the next floor, the next landing, and then another 10, till it comes down to this world. And then we explained previously in Tanya that the energy that Hashem uses to build the building, we just imagined the building with four floors, and a building has, each floor has a stairway with 10 steps. So that took a certain amount of energy. And that energy is Hashem's energy. Hashem created the whole structure. But then inside that structure, Hashem now puts energy that flows through the structure. So Hashem first created a structure in order for the energy to flow. So imagine to yourself that it's not only a stairway, but it's also like a pipeline or some other thing, whatever you want to imagine. And then, so the person who built the building, the company builds the building, and the building has four floors. and there's a pipeline that goes from the top to this floor to the next floor, next floor, next floor. So you took energy to build a building. But after that, now the building is built. So the purpose of building the building, the purpose of making the steps or making the pipeline is in order to have the energy flow. You didn't just build a building to look at. It's not just a piece of art. It's actually for the purpose of transmitting energy from the top to the bottom. And it's actually for the purpose of people using the building and having use from this structure. And the use from this structure is defined as bringing down and drawing down Hashem's energy through the structure from the top level to the bottom level. So we explained previously in the previous chapters in Tanya that there are two different types of energy that Hashem puts into this entire process. There is a certain type of energy that goes to create the structure, the four floors and the levels and the sefirot, the worlds and the sefirot, the four floors and the stairway or the pipelines. There's a different, much more intense level of energy that then flows through those pipelines and then flows through the in the sefirot. And in the language of Kabbalah, it's called finite and infinite. The energy that Hashem used to create the structure is finite. What's the proof that it's finite? It created a finite structure. So finite energy, limited energy, creates a limited structure, a structure that's limited. What does it mean, limited? It means it has a certain height, a certain breadth, a certain depth, a certain structure, a certain mechanism that it goes from one level to the next. That is finite. That is limited. So that's a limited amount of energy. How could Hashem's energy be limited if it's Hashem's energy? The answer is Hashem could do anything. Hashem is not limited himself, and therefore he could have finite energy, he could have infinite, he could do whatever he wants. He's not limited. So that's a mystery that we don't understand, but we don't understand pretty much anything about Hashem. We just know what our prophets told us. That it's not in our understanding per se, because it's way beyond our experiential capacity. We can only understand things that we can experience. If you can't experience it, you can't understand it. Like a blind man trying to understand the color red versus the color green versus the color mauve versus the color pink versus the color teal. He doesn't know anything about colors. He never saw colors in his life. So how could we understand finite, infinite? We just know what our prophets told us. Anyway, so the energy that Hashem puts into the structure is finite. It's limited. The energy that Hashem, however, flows through the structure once the structure is built, that means once the four worlds are built, and there are 10 levels in each world, and there's other spirit, that energy that flows through, that's infinite energy, at least in the first level. At least in the first level. That's a big proviso. At least in the first level, I mean the world of Atzilus, and the next levels, and the energy does become somewhat attenuated, somewhat different. But now the question becomes, okay, fine, we want to draw energy down. What kind of energy are we drawing down? And how do we attach? Where are we ourselves in this whole? Where do we find ourselves in this? We want to elevate ourselves too. We don't want to just be stuck to the bottom level. We want to be on the top floor. So the Rebbe explained again in the language of Kabbalah and Chassidus that when a person does mitzvahs and a person studies Torah without the proper intention, without love and fear of Hashem, you don't have the capacity to attach yourself to the energy that's inside the pipeline, the infinite energy that's flowing through the pipeline. You simply don't have rocket liftoff. Your rocket boosters are simply not, you don't have, you're looking at a set of steps and nebuch, your energy is gone and you can't walk up the steps. You see a set of steps and you can't walk up. Why can't you walk up? You don't have energy. How do you walk up the steps? You need to be strong. You need to be sometimes younger, sometimes fitter, sometimes better heart, who knows what. But if you don't have that energy, you simply can't walk up the steps. So Hashem says to us, listen, if you're not going to use the right emotion, you don't have rocket power. You don't have liftoff. You're not going to attach yourself. You're not going to lift off. You're not going to go higher. You're going to stay where you are. Or you're going to, at the very most, you're going to attach yourself to the outside structure, because in the outside structure, there's also Hashem's energy, right? Hashem used this energy to create the structure also. But you're not going to connect yourself to the flow of energy that's flowing through the spherot, inside that infinite, the mother load, so to speak, the golden flow that's flowing through the pipeline. You're not going to get the pure energy that we're looking for. You're going to get the limited energy. If you have the right emotional level and the right fear of Hashem, love of Hashem, then your Torah and your mitzvahs will be elevated and they will be attached to the inside levels, to the inside flow of energy. And that's the difference. So a person says, why should I have, so well, the answer is, why should I have the right, what's the difference? Why does Hashem care how I feel, how I think? Oh, you should be happy that I served him food. You should be happy that I did this. Why does my grandfather, my mother care if I show, I vacuumed the carpet. What does she care how I showed up? The answer is, if the goal is to vacuum the carpet, yes, you vacuum the carpet. But if the goal is to make your mother happy, you did not make your mother happy. She wants to be happy to see that you're happy to vacuum it. She doesn't need, she can vacuum the carpet herself. Hashem needs us to do these. Hashem doesn't need us to do mitzvahs. Hashem doesn't need anything from us. Hashem wants to see that we are welcoming him into our space, the space that he gave us. And so that's why it's so important to the right emotion. So therefore, the in the language again of Kabbalah, Hashem rewards us according to the energy that we put in. Mischar mitzvah, neida muhusa. From the reward of the mitzvah, we know what the element, what the essential nature of the mitzvah is. When Hashem gives us this higher level of energy, this level of infinite energy as a reward for having the right emotional emotions when we're doing it. So we know that that emotion, it attaches itself to emotion. And this again is logical. This is logical. Action attaches to action. So a cold action attaches to the structure, which is an action that Hashem did. Emotion attaches to emotion. Emotion attaches to the inner current, the inner flow, the inner energy that's running through the structure. And that's what happens. And depending on how perfect the emotion is, whether the emotion is motivated by just plain emotion or it's motivated by intellect, that's how high we can go. So that's what we spoke about. The Rebbe then also, towards the end of the last chapter, and this is what we're going to be starting with, this chapter, spoke about what happens if a person does Torah and mitzvahs for the wrong reasons and does it for self-edification, for looking for honor, looking for profit, looking for some, the wrong reasons, uses Torah and mitzvahs for self-gratification, self-edification, looking for people to say, oh, what a wonderful person you are, instead of serving Hashem. In that case, Alter Rebbe says, you actually take the Torah mitzvahs. Not only do you not attach them to any of the structure of Hashem, but you actually relegate them. You actually move them down to the level that we call klipa, the level where Hashem, it's still Hashem's energy, but it's a pool of energy that Hashem put is set aside in order for us to sandbox, in order for us to get dirty, in order for us to be able to have free choice. Hashem took some of his energy and he put it into a box, and he said, I don't want you playing here. And the reason he did that is just simply that we should have the choice. If Hashem would not have done that, we wouldn't have any choice. Everything would only be good. So therefore, we have the choice. Hashem gives us a lot of latitude, a lot of freedom. And I would say a lot of, not I would say, Rebbe says, a lot of power. We have the power to take Hashem's energy and either to elevate it or, opposite Hashem, God forbid, to actually put it into chains, to put it into the wrong place. And Hashem says, I'm allowing you to do that because I want you to have free choice. And I want you, therefore, to show that you really love me, not that you're forced to love me. So that is, and also Hashem says, I will give you a reward. That's a much greater reward because you have free choice. So we're just going to start a little bit because I realize I have an appointment myself that I have to get to 10:15. So we'll start a little bit for the beginning of chapter 39. Chapter 39, Alter Rebbe explained the descent of one's Torah mitzvahs is commensurate with the level of kavanah. If your kavanah is love and fear, then it goes up to a certain level. If more, it goes up to another level. And Alter Rebbe also said that if you acted out of a selfish motive, then it doesn't go to the right place, it actually goes to the wrong place. But as long as you did not review the subject lishma, meaning as long as you didn't study, Alter Rebbe previously said that when you do study, therefore, if that's the case, a person will say, I don't want to study. I don't want to learn Torah. God forbid, I'll do it for the wrong reasons. I don't want to involve myself with getting in trouble, getting Hashem in trouble, so getting his energy in trouble. So the Gemara says, no, this is from the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, don't think that way. Even if you're going to do it for the wrong reasons, you should still do it. If that's the case, why? And the answer is, because we said at the end of the last chapter, as soon as you study this same topic for the right reasons, not only do you get credit for the new study, but you also elevate the old study. And all of a sudden, you have much more rocket fuel from all the times that you davened or that you did mitzvahs or that you studied Torah for the wrong reasons. You redeem them. They're standing and they're waiting for you to do it for the right reasons. And then you redeem them from the place where they are and you actually elevate them. So it's absolutely valuable. You shouldn't, to begin with, obviously do it for the wrong reasons. But if a person is not on that level, and a person needs some physical motivation in order to do mitzvahs, there's nothing wrong. That's how they get started. And then you will eventually reach a level where you're going to be elevating those mitzvahs too. But now we continue, as long as you did not actually review the subject lishma, as long as you did not actually redeem this by studying that for the right reasons, for the sake of the Torah, his study does not ascend even to the 10 sefirot, which radiate in the worlds of Yisir and Asiyah. For the sefirot, the levels that we spoke about in these four worlds are level of godliness. The blessed Ein Sof, which is the energy that I mentioned to you, that it's inside the pipeline, is closed within them and is united with them. So if the person's Torah would go to the sefirot, since the sefirot, the energy in the sefirot is actually in this pipeline, then, and the energy and the pipeline, the energy flowing through the pipeline and the pipeline are both united with each other. So therefore, by extension, if you were able to take your Torah and mitzvahs and elevate them to those levels without the proper mental and emotional state of mind and state of emotion, then it would be elevated. Without fear of love, however, we explain the Torah cannot rise to stand before Hashem, and is written in Tikkun HaZohar. Instead, his Torah rises to the chambers and abodes of Yetzir and Asiyah, which are the externality of the worlds where the angels are situated. Now, this is not terrible, obviously, you know, to have your Torah and mitzvahs in the worlds of Asira, Yetzirah, and Asiyah in the external part of the world. And your Torah and mitzvahs clearly are very powerful and they're very amazing. And therefore, we said that you should even study Torah not for the right reasons. Having said that, if you could study Torah and do the mitzvahs for the right reasons and get an infinitely better situation, why wouldn't you want to do that? Of course you want to do that.